Today's commentary is on infrastructure development to boost national economy. Infrastructure development is one of the keys to boosting the national economy in Indonesia. With adequate infrastructure, the country can increase efficiency and productivity, thereby increasing economic growth. However, infrastructure development is not just about constructing roads, bridges, or buildings, but must have a direct impact on economic growth. This is as stated by the Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in a limited meeting with a number of ministers of the Red and White Cabinet at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Tuesday, February 18th. He emphasized that infrastructure development must have a direct impact on national economic growth. Infrastructure development plays a very important role in spurring economic growth, both at the national and regional levels, so that it can reduce unemployment, eradicate poverty, and of course, improve people's welfare. Therefore, the government is committed to continuing to improve infrastructure development. In fact, the availability of reliable infrastructure is very important to support economic activities and business growth. The government has made various efforts to improve infrastructure development, such as the construction of toll roads, railways, airports and ports, and however, a lot still need to be done to improve the quality and quantity of the infrastructure in Indonesia. Infrastructure development is not only important for improving the national economy, but also for improving the quality of life of the people. With adequate infrastructure, Indonesia can improve accessibility and mobility, thereby increasing employment and education opportunities. It is hoped that by encouraging equitable infrastructure development, Indonesia can improve the national economy and improve the quality of life of the people. That was commentary.